Talon, what a game!
Yeah, eventful. To be honest, we weren't the first. We weren't the best in the first half. But I just thought we sat off them. We gave them too much respect. At the end of the day, we got to go about our game plan, stick with it. But we had a word at half time, and we knew what we had to do second half. And we came out and we done it, and we totally dominated the second half. Scored two. Could have been 4 or 5, Pat. They had a chance to clear it off the line. We had one cleared off the line. But no, do you know what? I'm absolutely so proud of everybody connected with the football club. You know, today that was for the supporters, the volunteers, everybody connected with the club. Because, you know, these local derbies, you know, they're a bit more than the normal league game. There's pride, there's everything in respect to, you know, people who work with each other, different supporters, you know, Glossop and Hyde. But in terms of how we went about our roles and responsibilities today, was in a very hard work, respectful attitude. But do you know what? The most proudest thing for me was what you had out there. You had a team full of players who battled for each other all to get the result. And we got it, 3 points, absolutely delighted, Pat.
7 points out of 9 over Christmas, and of course a victory over Glossop, who are up there in the playoff places. Yeah. Is that a mark of the progress the team's beginning to make?
I'm not going to sit here and paint out, you know, it's a step in the right direction. There's still things to be learned. There'll still be blips, Pav. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to paint over it or anything like that. There's still a couple of things we want to do that will set us in the right path. But today went the right way towards that. But we have to keep working hard. We have to keep, you know, bringing in players who are going to add strength and good competition. We have a great academy below who, you know, you can see what we had today was a product of 5 products of the academy who have in the past played for the academy or who are in the academy as it stands. And that's what I mean. You know, the people who are connected with the club today, I'm just so proud. And that was for them.
And the winning goal by, can I call Dave McGurk an old-timer?
Well, he is an old-timer, to be honest with you. If they had to put it that way, the thing about it was it had a very similar chance 5 minutes before that, that he didn't put away, you know. So I've just wound him up about that. But, you know, again, I thought the boys were immense. And Dave, you know, myself work extremely hard. And Gaz and the people behind the scenes, you know, the directors. And making sure that, you know, we can push on. You know, we want to be going up, 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 up and up. And it's important, you know, that we continue to thrive in days like today.
Another goal for Matt Beadle today, but he was taken off. Did he take an up to his ankle?
No, a dead leg.
Dead leg.
So hopefully that'll be okay for Saturday. It's always one of those, a dead leg, but it just sets a contusion, and, you know, where it just gets the blood flowing and it's difficult to move, and that's the way it was. He was struggling to move, and, you know, our thinking there was to get him off, you know, freshen it up a bit and get him right for Saturday.
Is Yanni Lipka injured? Because he didn't
play. No, Yanni, as you can remember in the last game, come off with a glute injury that he was still struggling with. You know, so I would say he'll be probably back training Thursday. But it came off injured the last game, and it was still sore when I spoke to him yesterday. And obviously today it ruled him out. So, hopefully he'll be okay back in training Thursday.
So it's onward and upwards now. It's Clitheroe this weekend. Can the good run continue?
Absolutely. You know, the thing about Pave, it's a work in progress, what we're looking to do. You know, I'm not, as I said, hopefully, fingers crossed, it can all go in the right road, you know. We're always looking to add, you know, quality to the side. We're going to have blips, we're going to have suspensions, we're going to have injuries, we're going to have this and that. But, you know, today went again in the right direction where we want to go. So the boys are buzzing, absolutely buzzing. The squad's full of confidence. And we'll just prepare as we do on Thursday, which obviously is with a lot of hard work, and prepare right for Saturday.
Was it good to play in front of a big crowd today, 638?
Is that what it was? Yeah. That's fantastic. And again, do you know what? The supporters, the 12th man, as I call them, play a massive part. And being vocal and get behind the team, and you can I could hear from the side, I'm trying to focus in the game, and you can hear them getting behind the team, and it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic, you know, and it definitely adds a 12th man, because you can see that the way we dominated that second half, it was like we had a 12th man on the pitch, and the players buzzed off that, and ultimately got us that winning goal.
Great, thank you.
Cheers.